was a total shock when she came first, though, since she'd been working us over well before she got anything in her pussy. Dave, that's how you say that word.
She's being double teamed.
No, I think it's
Yes, I do approve.
It sounds like you're saying pancetta, but very quietly.
Pancetta.
What kind of cheese do you put on? What kind of cheese do you put on your pasta?
Pepper jack.
Ricotta.
The following film is unrated and not recommended for anyone under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here.
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global. Over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
Now, believe this. I want to know, what was a worse operating system? Windows ME or Windows Vista?
Windows Bob.
ME.
You mean Microsoft Bob?
Microsoft Bob. Yeah, that one.
Micro Bob.
I'm surprised Microsoft Bob came out 2 years before you were born. How do you know about it?
Why not?
You told me about it.
And Steve obviously knows all about terrible computers. It's all he ever owns, right?
Yeah, you do nothing but consistently break, right? Build terrible computers.
Because you're always installing Microsoft Bob on your computers and it breaks them.
That is right. That is all we play at the LAN parties is just on machines with Microsoft Bob.
That's yes. About right.
Yep.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and I'm tired. How are you?
Hi, hello, tired. My name's David.
Hi, David. Welcome to the group. The first step is admitting that you have a problem.
Yeah, I'm tired.
That's all it is. Friday Night Fan Fiction is just a group of people who are tired.
Okay, so I was browsing Facebook, and you know how on Facebook sometimes it just cuts off the title?
No, yeah. But go ahead. Says,
CBC won't name Lethbridge Swimming Pool sex ass, ..
Sex ass?
Sex ass.
I'm on board with this.
They won't name a Lethbridge swimming pool sex ass.
What's the continued word?
Sexual assaults.
That's worse.
That's way worse.
Yeah, Logan brings up a good point. That is way worse.
All right, so I'm going to come up with the list. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Sean, and Val. No guests. No guests are allowed until we finish this shit.
Awesome.
Hi, Laza. Okay, Laza, you're allowed on the show, but I don't think you can read.
Borf, borf.
Yeah, she did it! We just got through 30 pages in one go. Now, starting tonight is me being refereed by Sean. We're on page 242. I know, right? It's wonderful. We had a week reprieve, and then another week where we didn't have to read anything, and now we're back to this, and it doesn't feel like any time has passed.
We're 242 in a time dilation bubble.
Out of 277, Afrohawk. Laza,
oh my god,
up.
That means you only have 30 pages left.
35.
Whatever, it's still 30-something.
Alright, page 242. Every time he'd fill her, I could feel her ass...
I could feel her ass, too.
Getting tighter, and a certain friction that only made it harder not to come too soon. The added friction was part of what I loved about double penetration, and one of the reasons I offered to share with Bill. It was also more efficient. The feeling was intense and sort of weirdly bonding. Move that shit! Yeah. Get that cursor off of there!
Oh, no! Oh, so it hurts you when I do it!
No, it doesn't hurt me when you do it, it's just annoying!
Yeah, I know, right?
Adding a strange level to it that deepened the all-around pleasure. There was, though, the voice in my head that expressed disbelief that being buried in the virgin ass of a sexy floatzel, spasming against my body was somehow insufficient, and that I needed more than that to enjoy myself. Fuck you, stop that now. This job had ruined me. This story had ruined me!
Is she spasming or is she having an epileptic seizure?
No, it's not a seizure. She actually has Parkinson's.
Ah.
she should just get that checked.
Their dicks severed her spinal cord and she's just,
See, now that's worse. That's bad. She's dying. That's bad. I'm going to override that one. Sorry.
No.
Amidst a break in Floatzil's lusty moans, how does a ferret moan, by the way?
Goes,
it's the sounds of various woodland creatures dying that sounded like claws were tearing at her throat and rasping it up. Okay, but there you go.
No, I don't want to tear up my own throat.
Okay, that's more appropriate. As Bill and I's own deeper sounds, I finally heard Angie. My head's...
I just hear the Colossus roar. Whoa, okay.
What?
Nothing. I just saw a really big bug.
It's Florida. Those are called lizards.
No, it's not a fucking lizard, you
blob.
It's
not a fucking crocodile in his house.
Yes, that is a giant bug. Don't you know crocodiles are bugs?
My head snapped back to her for just an instant, crack, and I felt no regret about looking away from Floatzel. She sat on the countertop holding Pikachu in one hand as he face-fucked her as hard as a Pokemon of his size could. Her jeans...
Dude, the sound I think that Val made, it sounded like the Howard Dean scream.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Now getting back to this. Her jeans were off, panties bunched around one ankle, though her shirts!
Shirts.
Yes.
They were in Nome, Alaska, and had three shirts on just to stay warm. Remained on. And much the same way they were when I looked. Left looked?
Yes.
Yeah, left looked.
No, it's supposed to be last looked, not left looked.
No, yeah. Left looked.
That's not a phrase!
Left looked.
It is now.
Though the tank top was now a little further down and obscuring some of her breasts.
Breasts?
Oh, her breasts.
Her breasts.
Her 8 chicken breasts she got from KFC in a bucket.
The new honey gold barbecue. Wrestling fans will get that joke.
1 foot dangled off the side while the other remained firmly on the countertop, spread and providing easy access as she plunged a vibrator, which I could finally hear in the break of moans from our side of the room. Furious.
Pee, 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 pee. Wait, why is it an out of battery car?
Furiously into her twat. Seeing the redhead in such a flagrantly gorgeous display made me lament that we were so absorbed in Floatzel. You greedy fuck!
Yeah.
I wish I had more sex.
While I'm having sex.
You could have every limb of your body and every part of your face embedded in somebody's vagina, and you will be lamenting, I could have more.
Wait. Look at this vag. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete?
David, the rest of the song needs to be said muffled because you're currently eating out a vagina.
I want more. I'm ready to know what the kinkies know.
All right, can I continue now?
Light my genitals on fire and watch them burn.
That took it. That was a left look right there. Just took a big old left look.
When's it my turn? When I get all of that super hot fucking
shit.
Good job. You
what
just
do they call it?
Shit.
You just songed yourself into a corner. Good job. That would have been a show I could gladly get off to. Still, I guess, given the choice between Exotic and their error day, I'd take the new experiences. Again, you greedy fuck. New experience that I might add were wearing me down quicker than a monsoon ran a pile of dung into the ground. Not sure I would.
What?
Go. Yeah,
what?
Not sure I would go for that comparison mid-coitus. Sorry. To put it how I assumed Angie would phrase it. That's not how Angie would phrase it. She's Southern, not from Thailand. You know where monsoons happen?
I was going to say Thailand. Yeah, like,
I think we got it.
Sagat's page.
Yes, Angie is secretly Sagat. We experimented with all sorts of things.
Tiger!
I would. What?
What?
she just sounded Tiger.
Oh, got it.
Sagat, you get out of my room. I'm reading erotic stories right now.
Why is your wife Sagat now?
Because I get off on eye patches. Is that a problem?
Well, no.
It's
but
a bit of a strange fetish.
It's an extra hole to put it in.
God damn it!
Gross.
I'm happy with the way that went. I would bury my cock all the way in her and leave it there, Bill thrusting into her viciously. We would alternate being inside her, then throw her for a loop, whee, and start fucking her in unison. Each never thing? What?
Yep, that is what it's written.
Each never thing we did made her tremble more, pawing at Bill's shirt as her body underwent pleasures she couldn't have ever imagined. We were breaking her down, and we knew that the climax would be brilliant for it. All right, guys, convention's over. Break down the Floatzel. Pack it up for the truck.
But the ball pit.
Break it up, Dave.
The ball pit. Someone peed in it.
What ball pit pee?
No. Did you pee in the ball pit, Dave?
Oh, do you not know about that, Steve?
I'm asking you literally, did you pee in the ball pit?
No, I wasn't at that convention.
Nobody was at that convention.
Nobody went to DashCon.
Why was it called DashCon anyway?
I died because the Tumblr that, like, main page is called your dashboard.
Yes. So it's not even a good thing.
No, it's not very clever.
Anyways, where was I? We were breaking her down, and soon, really fucking soon, I could feel her start to grow even more frantic, looking back at me with the sort of intensity in her eyes that said she could feel the beginnings of her orgasm brewing. It had another 4 weeks to brew in the casket before the mead was ready. I wasn't far behind either, feeling my legs started to weaken, something that happened frequently when I was due for a really hard orgasm. Oh god, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Tiger!
Bill tensing. Wait, does he do that when he pees? Does he just go Tiger repeatedly?
What, yes. You?
You don't shout Tiger when you come?
Val, I'm sorry for the next time we have sex.
I'm sorry.
Bill tensing up beneath us confirmed that we were all headed to a glorious conclusion. That's right, the story ends in only 24 more pages.
Yeah. No, they all have a heart attack.
I thought it was 34.
No, it's... Shit, it is 34! It was a total shock when she came first, though, since she'd been working us over well before she got anything in her... pussy. Dave, that's how you say that word.
She's being double teamed.
No, I think it's purr.
Yes, I do approve.
It sounds like you're saying pancetta, but just very quietly.
Pancetta.
What kind of cheese do you put on? What kind of cheese do you put on your pasta?
Pepper jack.
Ricotta.
Why is Snork arguing?
Arr, Bill tensing up beneath us confirmed that we were all headed to a glorious convulsion. It was a total shock when she came first, though.
You've read this already.
I'm aware. I'm Sonora card gauging it. Please.
Fine.
Okay, but don't read things that you already read.
I'll read whatever I want, Lagonda.
Don't be Honda.
Did this guy just call me Lagonda?
See, that's what you should end your shit with, your fucking your climax with.
I love you. I already fed you. No.
Still, out. Her body tensed up, both of her holes clamping down on our cocks.
The old
and then they left.
The old clamping cock.
Yep, and then they lost it.
Which were buried. I hate using that word buried. All the way inside her, 6 feet deep. Bill offered his hand in the heat of the moment, we high-fived to a mutual orgasm, much like Dave and I did when we ate pizza together.
Yup.
we were double-teaming the box.
Was it the pizza that gave you the orgasm, or?
We were literally double-teaming the box. Is that a problem?
Probably. Probably illegal in a few states.
Man shalt not layeth with cardboard, so saith the Bible. Both jerking against the Pokemon as we pumped her full of cum.
Wait, hang on, Steve. I know that Jews need to have a sheet between.
No, they don't.
But can you replace it?
No. That's not how it works in the slightest.
Come on, a pizza box isn't that different from a sheet.
Huddled over her, pressing all my weight down on her as I caught my breath and pinning the water Pokemon between the two of us, I glanced over at Angie. Val, you're up being refereed by David.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Did you not load up the document?
No, yes, I did. I was Googling Lady Googled. And the Clamps.
You were Googled!
Googing!
Guggenheim!
Googing!
You're on page 243.
I know!
Go for it. Would you stop it, Lagonda? Okay. My name is not Email Lagonda.
I'm gonna call you Lagonda from now on.
Okay.
Sorry. She was still going strong now, lying on the countertop, getting tit fucked by the Pikachu. His tail plunging deep between her legs.
Wait, isn't Pikachu's tail, electrically
her
charged?
Her tits are between her legs?
Yeah.
No, the Pikachu's tail is not electrically charged. Pikachu keeps all of his fucking electricity in his cheeks.
Right? Yeah.
Shows how much you know about Pokemon, Mr. I Have a Living Dex.
Yeah.
Just because I have them doesn't mean I know a damn thing about them.
Yeah, she was getting tit fucked between her legs, so she was not giving the tit fucking, apparently. And
like a milk tank.
Yeah.
Oh. Mean to each his own.
Yeah, sure. She hadn't been under all the intense pressures that three of us had, and we'd probably be going strong for a while longer. Are those dots or ellipses? Not ellipses.
It's a break in.
Break.
Time skip.
Yep. It was shortly after we got washed up and dressed that we heard the shouting. Not even grabbing our coats, we rushed outside and towards the house frantically to find out what was going on. Almost kicking down the door to get inside, what we found was more than a little unsettling. Elaine lay limp against her husband, eyes shut lightly, the only movement being the gentle rise and fall of her midsection as she breathed. Robert. Yeah,
which one is Elaine?
Elaine is the old lady.
That's the old lady, yeah.
Right. Robert held her close, trying to shake her back into being awake. He just kept repeating her name and telling her to wake up. Choking down sobs as he feared the worst. Angie and I rushed for the phone at the roughly same time. Roughly the same time? But I got there first. Ha! I frantically dialed the emergency number and tried to keep calm, remembering every bit of advice I knew about calling emergency services. When the person on the other end answered, the first thing I said was, Solacion Daycare, send an ambulance. Always tell them where you are and what you need first. Any other details can wait, and they'll be able to get you to you faster because of it. Like, what, do we really need to know that? Like,
yep. Yeah, it's important that kids know how to properly contact the authorities.
Why would kids read this?
No.
Are you trying to tell me that you didn't read dirty fan fiction when you were a kid?
I didn't read dirty fan fiction until I met David Hubbard, so that explains my adult life.
You can't pin this on me there, Steve.
Oh, I've already pinned it to you and labeled it with a pin.
Man,
everybody knows pin doesn't come out.
I can't say as a kid. I did as a teenager, though, because as a kid, I did not have access to the internet.
Okay, so, like...
We have a woman here, late 60s. She's limp. She needs Viagra. Responding to anything.
She's limp.
Yep. Not she's, like, out of it, or she's unconscious. She's limp. Not responding to anything. Robert, is she still breathing? He nodded somberly. Somberly, yes. Still trying to get her to wake up. Still
no, breathing. Clearly the name is Some Broly from Dragon Ball.
Yes, Some Broly. The ambulance has been sent, sir, the man on the other end said. Should be there within a few minutes. Bill and Angie started to wander over to them, but I stopped them. No, give her space. Crowding her won't do anything. It'll be a few minutes until help arrives.
Don't start the mosh pit just yet.
Yeah, gotta wait. Nodding slowly, tears forming at the size of her eyes, Angie noted. Grandma, she cried, leaning into her boyfriend.
Graham.
No,
not Graham.
No!
I remember the last time I accidentally yelled at my grandmother's name in the middle of sex. That wasn't good.
That wasn't with me either. How do I know this? I'm not gonna say.
Look, if it was with your grandma, it's fine.
In the rare display of situational awareness, Bill remained silent, putting his arms around her and holding her closely to him.
Chapter 3. Old lady that lets me have sex with her Pokemon, man.
I know.
You're my girl.
Chapter 30. In the hospital waiting room, there was little conversation. Bill continued to be oddly quiet, sitting there and consulting Angie without his usual gross missteps. That the chips were down and his seriousness surprised me made me feel kind of bad. What chips? Like,
you know, the...
Talking betting.
Tortilla chips?
The situation is very serious, so he's being...
It's very serious, my bad.
It's very serious. It's very serious.
It's serious and it's seriousness.
Yes.
Okay.
It's super serial.
I guess discounting my girlfriend's, he was probably my best friend, and I had a rather dim view of him this whole time.
Hold on a second. So, Grass Dragon posts a picture of the weather map for Australia. It looks like a handless picture of Goatsy.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. And yes, you are burning into a crisp.
The weather woman's just like, sorry. Yeah, sorry. You're inside the anus. You're fucked.
Yep, it was nice knowing you, Grass Dragon. Bye. Godspeed.
Podcasting to you from inside the anus.
Hi, Billy Mazur, podcasting to you live from inside the anus.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's really damp in here. It smells terrible.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It was proving me wrong, and I was rather glad for it. And she continued to cry lowly while Robert sat there, merely looking off into the distance. His face looked far more weathered than it usually did, and it killed me to see everyone so down.
So I died. The end.
Yay! Oh god, Sam. But that's no problem for rectal oxycline.
That's a thing now?
No, you were doing
rectal
Billy
oxycline
Mace.
Oxycline is not a thing. Damn.
No, and you were doing Billy Mace.
I could have very much ordered multiple bottles of rectal OxyClean.
Really? For what now?
Next up is Logan being refereed by Val.
Okay.
Oh.
For once, there was no smug "I told you so" remark for my prediction about something having to go wrong coming true.
But I did tell you, see what happens?
I knew it wasn't my fault at all, but it still seemed a completely heartless and shitty thing to say. That's because it would be.
And he hasn't said it.
Also, you said heartless with like 7 excessive H's.
So that's pretty... You got a lot of stank on it, Steve.
Heartless. Heartless.
Stop that!
Heartless.
This isn't a Kingdom Hearts story. You don't need to talk about the heartless.
Those games suck. While I went just for playfully cruel, the painfully quiet room we sat in was not the time for any remarks.
merely for holding out hope that Elaine pulled through. There was really nothing else we could do.
So we had another Pokemon orgy.
There were three other people in the waiting room, considerably less upset than we were. We're fucking playing the grief Olympics now.
I know, right?
Presumably, their loved ones were far less sick than Elaine was, and didn't need to sit in quiet, somber contemplation. Still, out of respect and the fact that nobody else seemed to know anyone else, they all kept quiet. There was a clock on the wall, and though it was completely silent...
Did somebody just burp sound, Ralph?
Yes.
The utter absence of sound, my mind filled in the ticking of it in an appropriately more dark and imposing tone than any clock would have made.
The beginning of Chrono Trigger.
Drink for Ugg.
Drink for Ugg.
I'm not drinking for Ugg. That's not an outstanding rule.
It is an outstanding
rule. No, it's not, because if that were the case...
I am pouring vodka and drinking it now.
You're doing this of your own fucking volition, then our insurance doesn't cover this.
Thank you for bringing back Hot and Bison.
Yes.
What?
In the chat, someone linked to Steve-O's Tumblr.
Oh gosh, I need to make
Steve-O
more of those.
Has a Tumblr?
I have a Tumblr Steve-O dedicated to hot photoshops of M. Bison.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna follow this right now.
I think I've done a pretty good job so far.
You need more.
Yeah, but the last post was a year ago.
So
yeah.
That just means it's a reminder that I should do more now.
Okay.
Keep bugging him.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Ugh. It had been too long being withdrawn and thinking to myself, and even the moment was slowly growing, unable to keep my sardonic voice out.
Who's clicking a pen?
Me.
God damn it, stop that!
It's not me.
Val! I will come up there and take all of the pens away.
No, never!
There was a sudden noise that... amidst the vacuum, may as well have been an air raid siren. My phone vibrated in my pocket, and I quickly reached for it, only to shut it up. The message, naturally, was from Tabby. New Sabrina DVD came in.
Aw, yeah.
Sigh, sludge. She gets hypnotized and fucks 20 different psychic Pokemon.
There's at least 20 of them?
I don't know. How many psychic... There's probably more than 20 psychic Pokemon.
Gen 1, no.
Not Gen 1, you fuck.
You're past Gen 1.
Would that need to count Bronzong in there?
Bronzong is like Gen 4, yo.
Oh.
This is past Gen 4, I think. What gen did Fluxel will come out? I don't fucking know.
There's at least 20 psychic Pokemon. Like, okay. Fucking halfway through the orgy, Mewtwo shows up and it's fucking tits.
No, Mewtwo doesn't have tits, dude.
No, he fucks her tits. Sabrina has tits?
Reed!
I don't remember.
I just remember she had hair.
Yeah, she has a shit ton
of
hair.
She's a lot of it.
From Pokemon?
Yeah. The text made me mad when it really shouldn't have. She didn't know. My first reaction wasn't to text everyone, so she had no way of knowing that it was the worst possible time. Not the time. I texted her back quickly and stuck the phone back in my pocket. It took only a few seconds for her to respond. Ugh. Drink for Ugh.
Stop. No!
It's your rule, Steve-O.
I didn't make it an outstanding rule. It was a contextual rule to a single story.
Amy didn't run away complaining about you not loving her, did she? That seems to happen whenever I get a new DVD coming in. Again, she really ought to have been blameless, but that was uncalled for. Elaine's in critical condition. Stop texting, please. Again, I shoved it back down, and this time the phone didn't start up again. A nurse came to see us after what felt like the longest time. She looked down at a chart, then back up at his... Mr. Thompson?
At his what? What?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Robert stood up, as did the three of us, stepping closer to the nurse. Is she okay? He asked, his voice more rough than I'd ever heard it. Please, will she be okay? She's stable now, yes. She suffered a heart attack, but for the moment she seems to be fine. We won't know until she wakes up of any lasting effects. He spoke steadily, with obvious level of detachment beneath his minimum amounts of caring tone. His face had the appropriate position, but it was off. He'd told countless people this same thing, and no matter how much he may have sympathized, it didn't show too much across his face.
Wait, really. he just said that it was a nurse, and that she looked down at a chart.
I've literally lost track of what's going on.
Fucking no. He's left-hand writing during the drama scenes.
He gets off to the extreme drama. His keyboard is just one solid key now. He can't press one key without all of them going down.
He's just like the George Clooney in ER at this point.
Oh. Don't bring George Clooney down to this level.
Oh, he already went down to that level.
I'm saying that Ocean's 12 wasn't that good. He told countless people the same thing, and no matter how much he may have sympathized, it didn't show too much across his face. Not really. I couldn't begrudge him for it, though. Knowing that this was his job, that if somehow he truly deeply cared enough to be floored by any and every bout of illness, he would have been too much of an emotional wreck for the job. Next reader.
Next reader is Sean, being refereed by Logan.
Okay. Yep. Give me a sec. You haven't had it for alcohol. Not yet. I'm waiting till I drink. I mean, read for alcohol.
You should be drinking all the time, Dave.
You drink for Ugg, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, drink for Ugg, and we never heard him again.
All right. Sorry about that. Robert made a noise. It wasn't a very strong noise, and I'm sure even the doctor's heart cringed a little at hearing it.
He burped and farted at the same time. It wasn't big, but... Everyone heard it.
The news was relief, but it wasn't complete. Perhaps he'd been hoping for just a dizzy spell hitting her, or really anything else. Heart attacks, even non-lethal ones, were never a preferred outcome. His head hung down a little as the doctor walked away, and a tear fell down onto the ground. That was probably one of the hardest parts.
Should I be bored or aroused? I don't know.
Both.
How about scare-roused?
Well, I mean, I'm not playing Resident Evil 5 or 6 or 7, whatever the hell they're up to.
Seven.
Okay, Resident Evil 7th Heaven, this fall on WB.
7th Heaven. Living with a family that wants to chop off all your limbs.
You know, I would legit watch Resident Evil 7th Heaven.
That is a fan fiction idea of the day now.
There you go.
With everything the man had done and seen, seeing him in pain was just wrong. Reaching out a hand, I held his shoulder, gripping it with a reassuring amount of force.
Tetsuo!
Canada!
Tetsuo!
Canada! Oh, Canada!
So we should just rename it to the United States of Tetsuo, and then Canada.
She'll be okay, I said lowly.
I want to punch him!
Do you want me to get you something to eat? He shook his head slowly and somberly. No, you kids go home, all of you. I'll stay here until she's awake. But you all should go. Should. Fuck. Yes, they will do that later on. Grief bang. But you all should go home.
Yes.
Yep. Angie, visibly torn apart by everything happening, shook her head as well. I'm staying here, too.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw.
Robert choked down another sound nobody needed to hear him make.
Ha. Oh, jeez, I just coughed up a bunny.
No, Angelina. You're strong like your father. Like your grandmother. She'd want
your grandmama.
She'd have something to eat and try to sleep. There was a small choking sound again, this time from Angie. And she leaned toward him, away from Bill, though his strong arm still held around her tightly. How can I sleep without knowing she's okay?
Hold my strong arms, oh Bill.
She is okay, he said. She's a fighter. You know that. If the doctor says she's okay, then she will be.
She's a warrior.
He took a few steps forward.
Rolling down the street, bang, bang, I am the warrior.
Thank you.
Oh, penis butts.
Reaching over to hold onto her arm and hang his head, she wouldn't want anything to be different. And I'm afraid that means we'll have to be going by her word. Tomorrow, you kids have to keep the daycare running. If she finds out it's closed, she'll only get more stressed about it.
Tomorrow! Oh.
The added expectation of working during such an awful time did Angie's demeanor no favors, and she fell back against Bill. Limp and unwilling to argue.
Limp.
They had a lot of whiskey that night, so of course he was limp.
She must have known he was right about Elaine getting stressed and didn't want to argue any further. Or the new pressure on her was simply too much and she lost the ability to argue. Psh. Standing as spectator to the family's troubles, I didn't feel like digging too much into it. I simply watched as she shut her eyes tightly and nodded.
I'm so bored!
Well, get used to it.
Where's the sex?
I hate to say it, but I think the sex would be just as boring.
I know.
Max, don't have sex with your ex. It'll make your life complex. My flex, be cool and just relax.
Bright and early. You'll have to be there to give me the keys, though. So don't think you're off the hook for sleeping either.
Get back on that hook. I perched you on there for a reason.
Fun fact, me and Brian were hanging out yesterday, and we came up to the conclusion that Erotic has several songs that are a part of a storyline.
Yes.
So
it's fun. It's hilarious.
It starts with Max, don't have sex with your ex, or Max, or whoever. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into Willie use a Billy Boy.
Yep.
Then it goes into what was it? Fucking Fritz loves my tits.
All right, let's continue.
Which is a real song, by the way.
It is.
I assumed as much.
Yep.
There was no playfulness to her twang, though.
Twang.
He turned her head away. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'll try, he sighed. Promise me, she said shakily.
Yeah.
Hey, how?
And next up is David being refereed by me.
Hey.
All right, Dave, come on. You just load up the document.
Oh, no, I didn't.
God damn it!
Yeah, I didn't think so. No, I wanted to make sure that Steve would do it. You know, he would
get do what? Get mad at you?
Yes, that's the whole point. Oh, wait, that's the Google Doc for suggesting a fanfic. What the fuck?
Wait,
nobody help him.
I got it. Fuck you. What page are we on?
Nobody help him.
Dave, you're on page 246.
God damn it, Logan. You're in the doghouse.
Hey, I'm helping.
No. This is the very secret diaries of Anne Frank. All right, this is not the right one.
Wait a minute. As in, Nazis are outside. Oh, shit. The end.
Okay. Pretty much. Dave, you're going to go into the staff chat. And you're going to scroll up a bit.
Are you seriously still not able to open this?
It's loading, dude.
Well, tell it to load faster.
I can't.
What processor are you running again? Maybe you should get a new computer.
He's busy downloading Jack. For Honor.
He's busy.
I am actually busy downloading For Honor.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Don't. Nah.
It looks good.
What was the page?
It does look good.
What was the page? Where's the link? Okay, what's the page again? But seriously, where's the link? I feel like Harvey Birdman here.
Sigh. This is the sound Steve makes. All right, here we go. You're 236, right?
At
246?
10. 246. Yes.
Okay, because I thought the thing with the condom.
Okay, from now on, David will be reading every page of the story until we're done.
Okay. If you want me to do that, I will.
Let's see how you do with one.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to start my brilliant read. I promise he
Bravo!
With Woo! You.
Who's fapping?
No, I'm applauding. I'm not
me.
Sure.
I am.
Little.
I am.
Oh, okay.
And turning around
and
resting. This is going to be great for Steve when he has to edit this out, all of these pauses.
By the way, the pauses are automatically edited out. Fuck you.
Oh, sorry. His head is...
Okay, that won't actually be edited out. I hate you.
I know ways, Steve. I know ways.
Read!
Can't say I'll be able to get much of it, though. Having already texted ahead the news, I'd come to expect some manner of commotion upon getting home. In fact, I made a note of walking in as quietly as possible from the moment I even got onto my block. Look, he doesn't drive a loud muscle car. I mean, what the fuck?
No. Hey, it's like me trying to do the stunt races on the Faggio in GTA 5.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
So one time we were doing a stunt race, which takes place high in the sky on giant ramps and shit, and Steve picked a moped.
Amazing.
It was actually pretty amazing. He couldn't make the first turn.
I could not.
I remember that!
So I did that same race with David another time, and the game automatically picked the Faggio for me.
That's what happened to me!
No, you picked it as it
No, I didn't! I let it time out. It automatically starts on that, though.
My mom seemed to have a supernatural ability to sense me when she wanted to coddle.
What?
Sure, we'll go with
and
that.
And I held out some vague...
Can you stop?
Oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus,
God.
Dude.
Sorry. Are you having acid reflux?
Stop vomiting.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there we go. I held out some vague, slight hope of making it to my room before she noticed me. Senpai. I hadn't even fully opened the front door, which I had done very quietly, before Mom burst out of the fucking ether to have me.
Are you okay? I'm so glad you're home.
A very long run-on sentence followed what I knew was well-intentioned.
That I knew.
Burp. Very wrong run-on sentence.
That's a good start.
Very long.
I'm drinking, Steve.
Run-on sentence.
Be the ways, guys. I have this drink where you take vodka, blue curacao, or blue curacao, or however you say it.
Curacao.
Kurosawa.
Yes, Akira Kurosawa curates the Pocophilia collection at Japan's National Museum.
Lime juice, pineapple juice, and grenadine.
Oh my goodness. Do you just have a utility-sized container of grenadine? Because all of your cheap-ass drinks these days are just blank
cheap?
And grenadine.
This is not cheap! Fuck you! You can't see it, but I flipped your ass off!
I can't see it, but I'm hugging you anyway.
It's not Steve. Steve's just a butthole.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Long run-on sentence followed that I knew was well-intentioned, but would result in me getting floored with a headache if I let it go on.
Mom,
I said softly, and her rambling ceased immediately. It was a superpower I wished extended to others.
Please don't worry about me at all. Elaine is one. There is the... Oh, fuck. One drink.
We have... The show has gone so poorly that David has been literally drunk into the poorhouse.
Elaine is the one who added the heart attack, and she is currently Stabble.
Stabble?
Robert sent us home.
Wait, isn't that your nickname for me? So Elaine was now me?
Yes.
No,
yes.
No, Steve, yours is Stebbo.
You're now a 65-year-old lady.
Oh, no, my pension.
Shawls and reading glasses.
My hip broke today. Also, have you seen the price of raspberries? Stop taking our jobs!
Why do they call them blue raspberries? There's no such thing.
And then, beautiful. Like, old Logan is just over in the corner going, ha!
Meanwhile, Sean what? Is rifling through our drawers for anything he can pawn.
I need the money for meth.
I don't know what. I don't, or, wait, what's a heavy
is
drug up in Canada?
That would be. It's not crystal meth. It's snowy meth.
Well, no, I was gonna say it's probably like some sort of like maple based alcohol.
Oh, I'm sure that they have some drug up there called Moose Knuckles.
Oh, gross.
I actually have a quick story about meth.
Everybody pull a chair up to the fireplace.
If you just read this plot synopsis to Breaking Bad, I'm kicking you off my show.
No. So, a few friends of mine, a bunch of years ago, went to a competition for skiing and snowboarding, and it's called a Jib Fest, or Jib Ooh. Jam.
Oh, yeah!
Jib so, Jam.
Yeah, and so the cops were there looking for crystal meth, because jib is another word for smoking crystal meth.
Is it?
Did yeah, not know this.
That is yeah. the wrong drug to look around a snowboarding competition. It should just be weed.
Yeah.
So, did they find any?
No.
Oh, well, that story was a disappointment. Please keep reading.
Yeah. Like you.
I was expecting
it to be revealed.
Crystal meth.
I was expecting it to be revealed that Sean was secretly a drug kingpin.
I did smoke some beer one year.
Sean is clearly the bad guy from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which one?
Which one?
The Kingpin. You're okay, so you're actually Michael Clark Duncanson, but
White?
Sean. Yeah, White. I don't fucking know.
Well, anyway,
that's the Daredevil movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. They live in the same neighborhood. Robert sent us home before she was able to receive visitors, but I'll be dropping by with the others tomorrow after work.
Ugh. Jesus, Dave, stop vomiting.
His burps are getting progressively more depressing.
Hey, shut up, Murray.
They're making you work after this.
Can you grab that plate off the floor?
She asked, her voice raising to a louder level, but still worried. Oh, sorry, Sosha. They're making you work after this?
Oh, come on. He's not even related to her.
But still worried tone. How can anyone expect you to work during a time of grief? They should.
I volunteered to do it.
I lied.
Save Robert the stress of having to work while his wife's recovering. Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine.
I just got the test result back. I definitely have breast cancer. It's going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine.
Oh, hi, boobs.
Oh, hi.
Wouldn't it be more like, oh, bye, boobs, in that case?
Oh, bye, boobs.
We're talking about breast cancer, babe.
Wow.
That doesn't make it much better, actually, now that I
think
about it.
No.
Not at all.
Not even
Remember,
close.
Get yourself checked.
I put my arms around her and gave her a tight hug. Really tight hug. Noting from her expression that she seemed to be taking it harder than I was at the moment. Elaine had the heart attack, not me, I said again, and she nodded.
There's a plate of food in the oven for you. It should still be warm.
It's Soylent, your oven. Favorite.
It's people. The Mediterranean wrap is people.
Thanks, Harvey.
Our name is Baba Ganoush.
My turn to nod, and I give her a small kiss on the forehead and let go. I hung my jacket up, hung up my jacket, and kicked off my boots. Setting up straight for the kitchen, she was overbearing, but I knew she meant well. That it was probably compensating for so rarely being home, feeling like she had to be as motherly as possible. But then, I never took Psych 101. That's kind of a douchey thing to say. You don't know if they teach that in Psych 101.
No, you did. Well, exactly. Like, you probably barely finished high school, so.
Well, it wasn't my place to figure out that sort of thing. Out. Fuck. It wasn't my place to figure out that sort of.
That sort of fuck, yes.
It wasn't my place to figure that sort of thing out. There we go. Got it.
You got it?
No, we.
You got it.
Good.
Got it. Guys, you got it.
I don't have it.
I
don't have what?
Wait.
That thing he sent you.
Do you got it?
I don't have that thing you sent. Wait, you sent me a thing? Wait, did you just get buried in face in chicken?
Oh, I think I'm sleeping around our bin.
I can't understand what he's saying. Anybody?
We're discussing the chicken. Our chicken is broody right now, which means she likes to sit on eggs and not do anything.
So you mean what a lot of people accuse millennials of doing?
Yes. Fucking millennials, man. Blah, 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 blah.
Creavers.
Huh, good call. Instead, I took my plate of spaghetti out of the oven, poked at it to find it hot enough to eat without nuking, and carried it right up to my room. Mom didn't allow eating in the bed, but I didn't give a shit. She ain't my real mom.
Wow.
At the top of the stairs, Amy peeked out of her door, giving me a solemn look and a faint smile. I waved back and went to my room, slipping the plate onto the computer desk between the mouse pad and an empty can of cream soda from the night before. Halfway to... Yeah, I know, right?
Keep that soda creamy.
Cream.
Baby.
No, yeah. Stop that.
Halfway to rolling the computer chair out of its pushed-in position, though, I stopped and instead flopped onto my bed.
Flop.
I landed mostly in the middle, lying amidst my Pokemon. Who all looked solemnly at me? Because
you know,
apparently they all knew what was going on.
Not, also, exactly. Terrible thought. The Pokemon have basically never left the bedroom since, you know, Adam got them. So, are they still alive?
Wait, there's a scene from one of the later seasons of The Simpsons where Homer leaves Moe's bar, and then Moe just says to Lenny and Carl, like, yep, there he goes. Now let's all assume the position of not doing anything until he returns.
Isn't that how it works?
That's how that works.
It's a bubble universe. That's how it goes.
I landed mostly in the middle line, and it's my Pokemon who all look solemnly at me. They didn't do much moving, as if unsure how to approach the situation. But I had a boner.
That's not what it says.
But there was worry in their eyes.
That's what it says.
There was worry in their eyes.
Boner. I'm worried, Sprung.
LeVay was the first to move. Leaning her head down on my shoulder and nuzzling against it.
You holding up okay, boys?
Oh, man, it was a terrible day at work today. My kids hate me. My wife isn't talking to me. Oh, no, I'm fine.
Oh, we're playing that Pokemon one?
Yeah, we're almost done, though.
Still going.
We're close.
No, nobody died.
Unfortunately.
And nobody's dying.
All right, my turn. Let's go fast. Page 247. Yeah, just still kind of in shock, I guess. I kept my voice level.
Who's reffing you?
Reffing.
Who's reffing me? The American public.
Jesus.
Sean is.
Well, not the American public. He is literally the opposite of the American public.
The Canadian public.
This is a gross misjustice of American policy.
Oh my gosh. Stop that. Yeah, just still kind of in shock, I guess. I kept my voice level, keeping the same quiet tone I used in the hospital. My hand reached down and scratched behind her ear. I'm worried about her, and Angie, and Robert, by extension. But I'm fine, so direct all the worrying to them. They need it more. In spite of my assurances, or simply because they felt it would cheer me up, they all leaned in, cuddling into me as well. Regardless of their intention, it certainly did cheer me up a little, bringing a small, weathered penis, I mean, smile, to my face. A small...
Yeah, that would be the same.
Small, weathered penis? So it's like...
It's Robert.
It's like beef jerky.
Oh, no.
Roberts.
The day had taken a very unhappy turn.
Roberts!
Rather quickly, and to be home again with Roberts, who loved me, reminded me that there was good in my Roberts. It was a fact that had eluded me that afternoon, where the Roberts had totally occupied my attention, that nothing but Roberts remained. It happened sometimes, where I'd lose
no,
my
no
thoughts.
Editorializing. Stop editorializing.
So utterly to a Roberts, and forget about everything else. For once, though, right there as I lay in bed, was my Roberts, my proof. Can I stop now?
Never.
Yes.
I told you to stop.
No.
I like it.
No, yes, and I told you to stop. It's a good range. Everything was going to be okay. Grief would do nothing. Optimism would. That sentence felt wrong, and my thoughts drifted towards contemplating what had made me see the bright side of life and quit my cynicism. It was a nice distraction that I gladly embraced to lighten things up. Not that I told the girls that, since all of their cuddling was too nice to pass up. Again, you greedy fuck.
Yep.
They always seemed to settle into a nice little formation. They practiced while I was gone. Lada was on my right. Alright, ladies, get in formation! And then just the blue angels come in, and they're jets.
Oh, the dogs are not with me, so I was expecting them to show up when you said that.
No, they wouldn't. They would show up, one would ask you for food, and the other would fart in your face. That's what the dogs do.
I don't think the Navy Blue Angels do that, dude.
Latha was on my right, burying her head in my shoulder, and resting one arm over my chest. It pressed down hard, as opposed to being lazily draped over, and her claws were just a fraction of out. Digging
a fraction of out.
Yes, it's what it says.
It's almost a fraction of ouch.
Yeah, a fraction of ouch. Fractions hurt. Digging slightly into my clothes, as if desperate to hold on to me. Meg would nuzzle in my upper neck / jaw area. A couple vines fussing about here and there. I can't imagine.
Oh, so she's here or Laza. There.
I can't understand you with that in your mouth, babe.
Take the penis out.
Are you talking to me or no?
Oh, no, I'm talking to Judy. You are not babe. You are Steb.
No, I thought I was babe.
I thought we
no,
were all
you're
babe.
Bae.
Straightening out my shirt and adjusting my hair like a worried mother.
Get your shirt out of your mouth.
Her furrow collapsed around my feet, which was nearly an illusion.
Which do, not
which
was.
Which do today will fall.
Which, due to my aversion to socks, were often chilly. Her warm body fixed that right up, and the soft fur often tickled me into waking up when she stirred in the night. Then there was the still unnamed Nidoran, who, at that point, was still 4 weeks old. I was practically willing to call girl for the sake of having a name for her, slumped against my hip and resting her head on my thigh, her
That's
mouth
sad.
Agape. And that is sad
It'll
and insulting.
Girl spelled G-R-L, or G-R-R-L.
He's gonna name, no, he's gonna girl. Name her Grail.
Yes. She was abnormally warm, something I chalked up to her father being a Charizard. I was so comfortable that apparently I had fallen asleep right there. When my eyes opened again, my bedroom was dark, save for the glows of the TV and my computer. You're wasting electricity! The alarm...
Hey, man, they got a Pikachu, they're fine.
The alarm clock said 3:08, and somehow my head was on the pillow, and there was a blanket pulled up over us. At some point in the night, Meg must have tucked me in and resumed the cuddling, as we were all still in the same positions as before, for the most part. I feel like nothing's happening. It felt like...
Well, yeah, he's just twittering away his afternoon.
No, he's passed out, but literally there's nothing going on with the plot here at all.
Dude. Yeah, he said plot.
It. Stop complaining about it so much and just read.
No.
Like, yeah, you said plot.
Get him.
I have your paycheck.
You don't pay
me. We don't get paid.
And that's why.
We get those pizzas we're supposed to get.
Do you guys want pizza?
Yeah. Yes. I already had pizza.
Well, too bad.
I have actually also already had pizza.
I was going to say, the economy's terrible.
Why am I the
pizza?
Only one without pizza?
Why am I the only one without pizza?
I'm a growing boy. I need lots of pizza.
You're like 35 years old.
I'm like 12.
I'm like 12. Logan Jenkins.
Don't you forget that, Dave.
Well, don't whisper things into my ear.
Don't you forget
that. I know which way the wind blows.
So if I whisper the War of 1812 to you, would it be erotic?
Oh my god. You don't
hold
even
on.
Know how much my penis would grow.
I'd prefer if you whisper the Louisiana Purchase.
The Louisiana Purchase, French, Vent de Louisiane.
Stop fucking reading other shit besides the story!
You just told me to read the Louisiana Purchase!
It's not going
to be fair. You did tell him to read the Louisiana Purchase.
Steve was like, I need to go fast! And then I was like, read the Louisiana Purchase instead.
Yeah, is that going to make it fast? I'll do it if it makes it fast.
It won't.
Okay. It felt like no time at all had passed, just like every episode we've ever done. And I was still in my mellow state of keeping my mind on better things. The better thing in question, to my amazement, though, was that I was hard.
Of course you were. You have the fucking...
He has the Eterna dick.
Yeah. He's opened the Ark of the Eterna dick, and now he can't turn it off. Are you fucking
Once
kidding?
Once again, return of the dick. Oh my god, you know it's got a dick.
Are you fucking kidding me? I muttered,
Are you fucking kidding me? I muttered, shutting my eyes and hoping I'd just pass right back out. But I couldn't. Not only was I suddenly wide awake, but it also always took extraneous circumstances for me to fall asleep with an erection.
Have you ever considered jerking off like a normal person?
No, I've got two girlfriends, a sister, and so many Pokemon in my hair. Why would I jerk off ever? Oh, I wish I was having more sex.
Sir. I wish I was having sex, but not with my sister, yeah. That was pretty weird. I don't want to do it again.
And in worse...
He totally wants to.
Wait, no, he hasn't had sex with us.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might have been at work.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Logan, you missed the sister sex.
Oh, no, how awful.
It had worsened with time, too, and my now around-the-clock access to sex had made it entirely impossible.
Boo. Val, it's your turn, being refereed by David.
Hooray. Any pain or despair deep enough to allow me to sleep would be so great wouldn't be capable of getting an erection to begin with. It was far too early for me to just lie there with my thoughts, which meant dealing with it. Oh. A quick shake, every which way told me all the Pokemon were asleep, which dash that ho. Boo-hoo. I'd have to fly solo, except doing it on the bed with no stimulation would be both unsatisfying and wake up the girl. Instead of risking some pissed off Pokemon who would most certainly not want to finish
this
job.
Please, I need it!
And I didn't blame them. I wiggled my way out of bed and got onto the computer. Supper still sat undisturbed on the desk, though the fork had since dropped from its angled and embedded position over time. Who cares? The trip downstairs to Nuke seemed too far and too long. I made a nut getting a microwave next paycheck. Yes.
God damn it.
I made a nut. And just for my room. And a mini fridge, for that matter. Why don't you move out of your fucking house? For, like, one that you own. I needed to cram my room with amenities, so I only had to leave my desk, my den of sex and movies to use the bathroom.
He actually called it a den of sex and movies?
Yes, he called it a den of sex and movies.
I fucking hate this guy.
We all hate this guy. Please.
I know. That pleasant little tangent ebbed out flew, though, as I pulled up my porn folder. It was now proudly displayed in my documents under porn. What the fuck did I care?
Not bad, actually.
I went into the unwatched subfolder when I put all the new stuff after a downloading spree, or whenever I ripped the contents of Tabby's new finds. Only one video remained, Popping Roxy's Cherub. Puns.
Popping Roxy's Cherry, what?
No, Cherub.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Tons. I love them.
For the sake of emptying the folder, I decided to go with it for tonight.
Do you guys, like, empty your porn folders? Do you, like, delete it when you
watch it once? No! My porn folder is ever-growing, ever-living.
His porn folder is legion.
It's like the living Pokedex. You gotta collect them all.
My porn folder is Rule 34.
No!
What the fuck, dude?
Okay. It opens very abruptly with the Verbank Citigen leader straddling a guitar, leaning over it as the camera closed in on her gorgeous bubble butt, which her dress clung tightly to. A driving, rather simple rock song replaced the usual more electronic background music, which was good. I probably would have minded it more had I not been so focused on the cute girl grinding up against a guitar. There are videos of it everywhere. Granted, she would have looked hot straddling pretty much anything. And immediately following
I want to be my penis.
I know. The guitar is a euphemism for my penis.
That's going to wear a G-string.
All right. And immediately following the wonderful sight of her rubbing against the guitar and beginning to ride as she gripped the neck desperately, her talking to the camera guy and a star wipe.
What? Star wipes are the best.
Nothing turned me off quite like a star wipe.
Man, fuck this guy!
I see.
Like, already he's
I love star wipes!
But fucking star wipes are the best! But fucking star wipes.
I skipped ahead by about 8 minutes just to get right into two things. The talking parts and undressing bits were fine when I wasn't somewhat groggy and in a rush to get my boner down.
Whoa. How can you watch porn and not get engrossed in the story?
Well, I mean, I only watch porn for the plot.
Me too. That's why I watch exclusively anime porn.
So that's the...
What's the question, Logan? I didn't hear you. I couldn't hear you over all my anime porn.
The talking part and undressing bits were fine when I... Okay, I read that. Sometimes a lot can happen in 8 minutes. Depends on the person being filmed. Everyone has their own sort of moves to work with. Chantal's were always particularly long to get to the sex, though her reading of some smut she had written filled the time, and that was always nice. By contrast, Flannery, someone who didn't even have much of a gimmick to her gym, usually got her top off within two. I was pleasantly surprised to see that Roxy fell into the close end of the short, long spectrum. What the fuck does that mean? As 8 minutes ahead, and it was already midway through a scene. She was on all fours, hunched over a supine viper, with her frayed and clearly self-cut blue and purple dress pulled up to her midsection. As with all other snake Pokemon, Seviper had two dicks instead of one, and both were very hard under the gym's leader touch. It's Hemi Peens!
No Hemi Peens! Next up is Logan being refereed by Val.
Man. I'm not distracted.
The one farthest to her, already shiny and clearly having been sucked thoroughly, now had a hand wrapped around it. Her oversized sleeve crumpled around the base of it as she jacked him off furiously, head bobbing with a nice little roll to her the motion. It was steady, and her blue eyes gleamed of hungry intensity and lust. Not to speak lowly of all my current partners, but this girl knew how to suck cock, and I would give her leg for some time in that mouth.
Wow.
I'm doing the button on my boxers. I fished my cock out and immediately started to jack off. There was no slow building, no patient, low strokes as I soaked in and enjoyed the very great porn in front of me. There was a time for savoring, but it wasn't when I wanted to get off and get back to sleep. Besides, it would have felt wrong going slowly to Roxy energetically handling two cocks at once. Such an emphatic display required my full attention and jacking off as hard as I could without cramping up.
I know what it is. He sounds like the uppity guy. Is like,
now, which Pokemon character is Roxy?
She's a gym leader for...
Oh, I didn't play Black and White.
So it's Black and... If it's Black and White, then they're in Generation 4.
No.
That's Gen 5.
That's right.
Gen 5. So there was Bronzong.
Yes, they could fuck the Bronzong.
All right, yes. Fuck the goddamn Liberty Bell. Keep going.
Yes.
Cutting to the other camera, I got an eye full of her ass.
Ow, my eye.
Outlining it. Yes. Don't get ass in your eyes, kids.
That's otherwise, it gives you pink eye.
Yeah, that 100% pink eye right there. Don't get pink eye from the stink eye.
Nah, you can get like something worse. Gross. From that, man.
Did I? Okay, I just even grossed myself out.
It's round and soft, just beginning to be groped and smacked. Roxy was short and slight, which only made her full ass look even better. Her other had was between her legs, sleeve rolled up, clutching a purple vibrator strewn with bumps. It took me a second to realize that it was styled after a coughing, and there was likely the face of one on the tip.
At the tip. But that's not me raffing.
I kept my focus at the matter at hand, though.
I just
Pokemon themed sex toys were interesting, but their use could be pondered after I was done watching them in use.
You can purchase them at geekysextoys.com.
Yes, what's the question?
You can purchase them on Amazon.
Does anybody actually find this fun?
No.
No.
Does anybody really find this fun?
No. You just asked that.
Yes.
No, he's asking more than us.
Yes.
Does anybody in the universe find this fun, having sex with a vibrator shaped after an amorphous gas cloud of a Pokemon?
It's New Roswell.
Amorphous?
New Roswell says, I am altogether uncomfortable with the intimacy of knowledge I possess regarding animal genitalia.
Well, you should become a vet then.
The poison-type trainer eagerly worked the buzzing toy deeper and faster into her pussy, her hips beginning to rock as she went.
Coffee.
It only made her ass look even more enticing.
Man, so the sound of the vibrator plunging deep in and out is just the sound of, like, a swerving lightsaber. No. The sound of the vibration part is like...
That's enough for you.
Back to her.
Vibrator, lightsaber vibrators at geekysextoys.com.
Yes, you can.
At Amazon.com in kid sizes.
They don't sell nerdy Friday Night Fan Fiction shirts in kid sizes anymore.
What the fuck?
They are sold out.
Wow! Really?
I don't know if it's because they stopped offering it or because they ran out of stock, but it's not there anymore.
Back to her, and her head had finally lifted up fully off of Viper's penis. Leftmost penis, my mistake. She held the two together in one hand, stroking up and down slowly as her tongue lazily weaved and bobbed between them, licking everywhere. The way she moved so confidently told me that she'd handled hemipenes a million times before, or maybe just a couple double neck guitars. And that she was showing off that fact for the camera.
Steve,
but that was only the appetizer.
Have I ever what?
Gathering the two together, opened her mouth and sank her head down, taking both of Viper's cocks into her mouth at once.
Can't say I have, Val.
My eyes widened with amazement as she pulled her hand away, going down to the base with both of Viper's long and decently thick shafts disappearing between her lips.
Wait,
she's got a big mouth. Ta-da.
She held there a moment to show off, tightening her lips and moaning so loud that even the snake's body couldn't muffle it very much. Her shoulder started to move faster, a clear sign that she was getting more frantic with that vibrator. Apparently nothing got her hot like two dicks in her throat.
This sex scene sounds like it needs a referee.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a 5-yard penalty on the third hemi.
Her expression grew heavier. Her expression grew heavier, her eyes seemingly begging, fuck me, to the camera as she went. I wished it was there to do so, too. To get behind her, give her plump ass a couple of smacks as I made my way in. I grab her messy little ponytail at the top and push her down harder onto Viper's dicks as I thoroughly violated her. Her style just sort of screamed rough sex, and the way she acted proved her to be sufficiently freaky enough for it to be on the table.
Wow, that doesn't mean anything! He's rude and he's a jerk and he's an asshole.
Yeah, yes. We've established this about this character.
Yes, but he keeps reminding me of it.
And it's just further down the rabbit hole. Sean, you're up being refereed by Logan. I forgot to make page breaks. That's what I'm going to do right now.
GG.
Yeah, that Steve guy needs to get better at his show.
Yeah, probably.
Is it? It was really admirable?
No, I jerked off harder.
I jerked off harder too.
Yes.
Just so I feel anything.
Okay, fine.
I jerked off harder because I lost sensation in my limbs down there.
I jerked off harder thinking about taking her for a tumble and all the crazy shit she'd probably be into. I'd probably hurt.
She was into aluminum foil wrapping genitalia. That's some crazy shit.
Hey, man. It's not
that crazy.
Really?
Wrapping your genitalia in aluminum foil? No, decidedly that's not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, please read now before I just go insane.
We want you to go insane.
Stop.
That's the real point of this show.
Yep.
Can we drive Steve insane? A case study.
Vote now. Call our 1-800 number and vote.
Vote now on your phones.
Text messages may incur extra charges.
Me and her would do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. And it would be glorious.
She's got a good bite.
It was really admirable how easily she took both dicks all the way down, moving her head so swiftly along them without showing any signs of panic, discomfort.
I highly doubt that.
Maybe she's got like one of those throats that has no gag reflex or something.
Or maybe she's very good at controlling it. Like, there's plenty of women that can do that.
Every bob of her head was fluid and confident, despite everything she had to work with. It was all kinds of impressive to watch her at work.
And it's practice!
And I had a feeling I'd be coming back to this one again and again, and probably buying her other DVDs. It was her very first one.
Who buys porn?
I buy porn. I support the artists.
What porn artist do you follow that you pay
for? He pays for a month and then he downloads everything off the freaking site.
Yes, I'm a filthy not pirate.
Like, you're a half-assed pirate.
Exactly.
Like, I'll pay, whatever.
Look, you pay enough to make sure the people that are hosting it and the people who do it get a little bit of money, and then you just grab everything and run. Or rather, you grab everything and come.
If her very first one set the bar so high, the very first scene I remembered and nearly blew my load at the realization again.
I nearly blew my load on you guys out of rage!
Oh boy.
Wow, rage boner. That's
I'm
a
really
new
into rage the whole blow, man. Rage cum thing.
Oh, hate sex?
No, just specifically rage cum.
Oh.
Deep throating hemipings was her opening act. I almost skipped ahead to the next one, but decided to stick with this one. Each one deserved its own wank.
What? Really?
Seth. The Pokemon hissed, wriggling beneath her touch. The Viper! Sev. I didn't blame him for not being able to hold out forever. He'd probably been silently clinging to his bearings and trying to keep himself steady that whole time. He'd finally lost his bearings, though, and shouted out in ecstasy. Roxy's lips pulled up so that his dual shafts rested partly into her mouth, filling it up with his cum. It was hard to tell what was going on because he was rather stoked about staying still, but eventually she pulled away, mouth tightly shut, and the Viper slithered away. Pulling back as her mate left, Roxy sat down, leaning against the wall behind her, legs parted wide to show off her pussy as she pumped the vibrator into her pussy as hard as she could. Her mouth opened into a wide, twisted smile as the camera came closer, showing off all of the cum in her mouth. She closed it, swallowed, and opened it again to reveal that none was left. With nothing to occupy her mouth and her body on the brink of release, Roxy finally let loose with a string of quivering, panting obscenities as she drew closer.
Wait a minute.
How do you...
Isn't Roxy, like, the girl in the punk band?
Yeah, it's the Poison Gym.
Yay! Fuck, oh fuck!
Never mind, don't read.
Please keep reading.
Nothing gets me hard. I suck in some big cocks and now I'm so combo breaker. Close!
Wait, is this like.
Does it actually
Dr.
say Roxo
on us?
No,
I editorialized that shit.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because it sounded like she was Dr. Roxoing on us. He's the rock and roll clown. He does cocaine.
Yeah, we know.
They laughed at that, dude.
I do cocaine.
She pushed the vibrator in deep and threw her arm aside as her body trembled and slumped against the wall. We came at the same time, though. Roxy got some pretty impressive distance as her Percy squirted clear liquid.
Percy,
yep. Her moans rising in volume and pitch as her orgasm struck her. I suddenly let out a low groan and came on the floor in front of me, though I wasn't hammering things up for the camera.
Yeah, don't, guys.
No. Don't do that. Use a fucking tissue.
Just come into your hand or on your own chest or
something that's easy to clean up.
Hey, look, you don't know if they're planning on redoing the carpet down there tomorrow or not. Might be
okay, if that's the case, Steve, this guy is the world's biggest prick. Yeah.
Well, no, dude, it's like it's one last hurrah for the carpet.
No, it's gonna be rude when somebody gets out of the carpet like, yo, Larry, look at this weird ass thing. Oh my god, it's gum.
Hey, they get hazard pay for this.
No, they don't.
Well, they should.
Those poor assholes are making minimum wage.
Does that mean
guys
that's
like you,
Steve-O,
keep, you know, hard workers like us, the fucking carpet cum cleaners down.
Carpet
cum cleaners.
Oh, God. Before I got lost in a deluge of hot sex, I hit pause on the video and closed it, then reached for some tissues and cleaned my semen off the floor.
Wow, dude. It cleans it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, because otherwise it's going to smell and crust.
It's already leaving a stain there.
Yeah.
Very satisfied with things, I snuck back into bed and prepared myself for the awkward long day ahead of me.
Grief sex.
Yep.
Yeah, grief sex.
Chapter 31. Work was rough.
David.
Woof.
What?
Your turn.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
David, how you feeling, buddy? Feeling a little
I hate life right now. Are we on page 250?
No, you're 251.
Okay. Yep.
So wait, David gets all the leniency tonight and I get all the shit? All right, fine. David, you're in charge.
Welcome to the real world.
It's okay. There's a reason for it.
He does have a point. There is a reason for it.
Enlighten me.
No.
You'll find out at the end of the episode. Bill and Angie both look dead. And that's the end of the story, ladies and gentlemen. Good time. We'll see you all in the next season of Overclocked after Friday Night Fanfiction. Like, they hadn't slept very much. But the glow of the jovial, potentially alcohol-fueled all-nighter was absent. There were no smiles. No words. We spent our day in the reception area instead of the break room. Though occasionally I'd go there to grab some drinks from the fridge. Everyone. Logan, get off the thing with the cursor. With the commas in the cursor.
The cum. Yes, get off with the cum.
Nobody's gotten off in the entirety of the story ever existing. Why start now?
Comma all over my face.
I mean a comma all over your face, Dave.
Comma all over my face, Logan. There were no smiles, no words. Just spent our day in the reception area instead of the break room. Occasionally, I go there to grab some drinks from the fridge. Everything was silent. Angie spent all of her free time either playing solitaire or staring off into the distance.
Wait. Who's playing fucking Mario Kart?
No, it
That's
was
my alarm team. Saying, go to bed. Your friends are assholes.
This is true. We are assholes. Oh, I feel like I'm going to barf.
Okay, maybe you should stop reading then.
No, keep going, buddy.
If I barf on camera or, what, microphone? Yeah, it's a microphone.
barf on microphone.
If I barf on... Why would I barf on hair?
Air, not air.
Yeah, don't barf in your own hair.
Less talky, less barfy, more reading.
I have a shirt and pants on. I'm not going to barf on bear.
What? My goodness. It's a fucking miracle David actually has a shirt on.
Well, he has to.
Why does he have a shirt on?
Because it's company.
Yeah, well, okay. I had a guest over earlier, so I had to, keep...
David, get off the Twitch!
What? Send me out on this.
All right. The key has been reset. You cannot stream anymore.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, you're gonna be adopted, but that's fine. Good night, Steve. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes! That hurts!
Oh my god.
Oh, man.
So apparently resetting the stream key doesn't actually crash the stream.
Well, good. He should come back.
He just logged off. He's going to bed, I think.
Oh, come on. Seriously? Well, we can't stop the show until he comes back, so we're all going to be here for a week.
We could just finish the chapter without him.
No, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to call him.
Oh, yeah, but so, like, right before the show, I told Dave to start streaming and to title it What was it?
It's Corporate Steve.
Do not tell Steve what I am doing. Hosted by Corporate Steve.
Now he's screening me.
But I'm about to throw a fit.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
So he can actually sometimes with his hand on her shoulders, sometimes not. I kept to myself with a couple of books I'd read, brought to read, having known how a day would proceed. The only time anybody smiled was when the door swung open. We had a customer. Then our faces all lit up, most transparently fake retail smiles ever. And we kept our voices friendly until they left. At which point, we sank down rapidly into the silence again. It became a sweet escape to hear the door jingle when someone walked in who lived in another world. Because for that moment, we were there in that world. We're the only ones, or the only things that mattered were someone dropping off their Ivysaur and entering trainer cards into the system. We could stop worrying with distract ourselves with work for a moment. All that mattered behind. It was an escape my books couldn't grant. In the back of my mind, the silent we sat mired was in always there. My thoughts aware of what had happened. Even if I had come to terms with things being in the room, being in a room with people who hadn't meant I may as well not have. I kept quiet out of respect, and the atmosphere was crushing. Customers were our sole reprieve. It was the first day of work, as most people knew it. For me, I wasn't just going out to break up the occasional fight or fill a trough full of food. We didn't have breaks spanning forever where nothing happened and I could enjoy card games and casual sex. This was real and adult, and something that about that really woke me up. When it came time to handle the feeding Pokemon, Bill and I left to do it ourselves, letting Angie sit and relax. It wasn't much better outside. Not only was the cold more bitter and harsh than it had been recently, but the Pokemon hadn't taken the news too well either. All the old timers were touched by it, and all the Pokemon whose stays would be only a few days kept respectfully quiet. There was no frantic rush for dominance as they queued up to eat. Instead, they all lined up behind Nidoqueen, Elaine's first Pokemon, and the motherly figure of the daycare's residence. She got to eat first, which surprised me a little. There were some cocky assholes who were so positively alpha that in any other circumstance they would have mowed down everything in their way. But they kept quiet. Elaine's health problems had brought order to the animal kingdom. It was a scary, sobering thought. I stuck around outside for a while, afternoon feeding. I felt needing after spending my morning in the reception area and its gloom. The field of Pokemon was a little less sad, but was still a bloody improvement. Some people preferred to sit and let all their emotions out, whether it be an hour crying or a week just not being
there. Before you go, Dave! Don't go anywhere. I was gonna tell him the new stream key is in our chat. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Basically, let us know how much you like us, or don't like us, so we can continue improving on every aspect of this show. Or don't, because you're a jerk. The standard opener tells me that here is where I should put optional credits. Well, if I were going to put credits here, they'd be all about me. Showrunner, Steve-O. Edited by, Steve-O. Opener and closer done by, Steve-O. Broadcasted by, Steve-O. Birthed by, Steve-O. Ruined by, David and Logan. But no, I don't want to put credits here, because I'm humble, damn it. Opening song, Analok, Adrian's Sleep. Closing song, Xenon Odyssey and Dishu, Sunrise in Mave. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon or giving CPR at the appropriate time. Be sure to be trained in automated emergency defibrillators. If you donate, I can assure you it does not go to furthering my pornography addiction, at least not until I can raise enough to get another 5 terabyte hard drive and another gallon of aloe. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Join the bandwagon, sheeple! To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships, especially if you're baddragon.com or divineinterventions.com. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all of your favorite social networks, like Twitter, or Facebook, or X-Hamster. If it's geeky, we got it covered, mostly in chocolate sauce.